When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Monday. Scotty Scheffler says it's not his life's true fulfillment winning golf tournaments, but he keeps winning them. Scheffler had all the time in the world to celebrate his latest major, 68 on Sunday, to cruise to a four-stroke win in the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. It was never in doubt. The number one player in the world finished 17 under, 267. A dominant performance to win his second major this year and grab his third major overall, the third leg of the career Grand Slam. Scheffler tapped in for par on the final hole. It was all routine. His family was there, his wife Meredith, his 15-month-old son Bennett, his parents, everybody was partying. He pumped both arms in the air, tossed his cap, and that's that. The 29-year-old from Texas, who gets to keep the claret jug for a year, Rory, played great. Seven shots back, he said, he's the bar that we're all trying to get to. In a historical context, you could argue that there's only maybe two or three players in the history of the game that have been on a run. The one that Scotty's been on here for the last 24 to 36 months, it's incredibly impressive. Harris English Leather Cologne, who showed up in Britain 2 weeks ago without his caddy, and Chris Goddard, who flew over without a plane ticket for Ireland, finished second and third, respectively. Scheffler became the fourth player in Open Championship history to shoot 68 or better in all four rounds, joining Morikawa in 21, Stenson in 16, and Parnovic in 94. Scheffler said, being able to walk up 18 with the tournament in hand is a really tough thing to describe. It's a really cool feeling. I have a lot of gratitude towards being able to accomplish something like this. It's taken a lot of work, not only a lot of work, but it takes a lot of patience. It's a high level of focus over 72 holes. This was, I feel like, one of my best performances mentally. His final round was ideal from the start, and from the first cut of the rough, Scheffler hit his approach to the right side of the green on the slope. The ball trickled back and rolled down to 10 inches from the cup for a tap-in birdie. He's already won the PGA Championship by 5 shots this year. He won the Masters last year by 4 shots, and he won the Masters in 22 by 3 shots. Before Sunday, no one had ever won each of their first 4 major titles by 3 shots or more. He also became just the third golfer to win multiple majors by 4 or more strokes in a single year, joining Ben Hogan, the Masters, U.S. Open, and the Open in 53, and Tiger Woods, the Open and the U.S. Open in 2000. Scheffler has won 20 times worldwide since February of 22. And this was the 11th straight time he turned a 54-hole lead into a win. Xander Schauffele said, I don't think we thought the golfing world would see someone as dominant as Tiger come through so soon. And here's Scotty sort of taking that throne of dominance. You can't even say he's on a run. He's just killing it for over 2 years now. He's a tough man to beat. And when you see his name up on the leaderboard, it sucks for us. So the guy showed up in Northern Ireland and shared some insight when he said, celebrating tournament wins doesn't last but for a few minutes for him before he's on to the next one. He said he loves the work required to be the best and he thrives on competition. But in terms of fulfillment, he said he often questions why he wants to win so badly when the thrill of winning is fleeting. Scheffler's tee shot on the par 4 8th found a bunker and he got too aggressive with his next shot hitting the top of the lip and rolling back into the bunker. He got the next one out safely onto the fairway, hit a wedge to 18 feet and took two putts for a double bogey, ending his streak of 32 consecutive holes without a bogey. He then drilled his drive on 9, hit a wedge to 5 feet for birdie, and he was on the horse again. He played the back 9 with 8 pars and a birdie because that's all he needed. Nobody was going to catch him. Shane Lowry said, I played with him the first 2 days, and honestly, I thought he was going to birdie every hole. It was incredible to watch. If Scotty's feet stayed stable and his swing looked like Adam Scott's, we'd be talking about him in the same words as Tiger Woods. His bad shots are really good. That's when you know he's really good. The only other blip from Scheffler came from his 15-month-old son who tried to walk up a slope to the 18th green toward his dad and Clara Jug only to face plant. Scheffler said, I don't think he's ever been up a hill like that big before. Obviously, this guy's incredible. English shot a closing 566 on Sunday to secure the second runner-up finish to Scheffler at a major this year after the PGA Championship in May. One of the best years of his career could yet include an appearance in the Ryder Cup in New York in September at Bethpage. Goddard's last 2 weeks on the links have been life-changing as the world's number 158. He outlasted Rory to win the Scottish Open last week and earn a late qualifying berth for the Open. And it was his debut in a major, and he shot weekend rounds of 68 and 67 to finish third. Goddard has earned around $2.7 million in 8 days, double his career earnings, and it was his 26th birthday on Sunday as well. He said, I don't know what's going on over here, but maybe my European blood in me a little bit has come to life. English finished at 13 under despite being without his longtime caddy who couldn't get a travel visa and missed it. He had a different guy on the bag. English is now just outside the automatic qualifying position for the Ryder Cup team on the American side. He said, quote, hopefully I can get in that top 6 to lock up a spot. Lee of China, Fitzpatrick, and Clark tied for 4th. And that gets Lee into the Masters next year. An incredible performance by Scottie Scheffler. All he does is win everything. How about the Summer League Championship on Sunday night? Con Knipple, the 4th pick in the draft, scored 21 points. And Charlotte beat Sacramento, held them off for a 83-78 win and the Hornets' first Summer League title. Kalkbrenner added 15 points. 3 other players each scored 11 for the Hornets, who ended their summer league 6-0. Isaac Jones registered 24 points and 11 rebounds for Sacramento. They finished 5-1. Devin Carter put up 13 points. Neat Clifford, drafted 24th, finished with 10 and 8 rebounds. He entered the game averaging 16 and 6 boards. The Kings lost for the first time in 3 trips to the final. They won Summer League titles in 2014 and 21. Knipple was hot after scoring 5 points in the opener. He averaged 18 points over his final 4 games and was named the championship game MVP. His 3-pointer with 31 seconds left in the final gave the Hornets a 4-point lead. He said, like I said before, if you're going to come here, you should win. So that's what we did. The Hornets dominated early, leading 36-18 in the second quarter. The Kings came back. Jones twice cut the deficit to a point late on a follow with about a minute 17 left and a 3-pointer with 20 seconds left. But the Hornets closed the game out at the free throw line with 3 players making 5 of 6 foul shots. Chris Gent, the Charlotte coach, said it's a championship game. That's what everybody wants to see anyway, so it works out well. In order to win a championship, you got to play through adversity. Hornets center James Banks III was ejected with 3:47 left in the third after picking up a flagrant foul two for an elbow to Dylan Caldwell's face, the Sacktown center. Caldwell went down hard and remained on the floor during most of the video review. When it was all said and done, the Hornets won the Summer League Championship. Let's talk baseball. The Blue Jays just keep winning. They knocked off the Giants 8-6 in Toronto on Sunday. They complete the series sweep and match a franchise record of 10 straight home wins. Addison Barger hit a two-run shot. Vladdy and Springer had solo shots. And the Jays win. They just keep doing it. Toronto also won 10 straight at home, July 21st to August 3rd of 1985. Their current streak began with a four-game series sweep of the Yankees from June 30th to July 3rd, overtaking the Yankees for the AL East lead. The Blue Jays followed that with a three-game sweep of the Angels. The Yankees and Blue Jays open a three-game series in Toronto tonight. Since the three-game sweep of San Diego in late May, the Blue Jays have won 22 of 26 games at home. The Blue Jays beat the Rays 5-3 at Steinbrenner. Rogers, the winner, he's 3-1 with a 1.74 ERA. In Philly at the bank, Jose Soriano limited the Phillies to 2 runs in 7 innings. Taylor Ward hit a 3-run double, and the Angels beat the Phillies 8-2 for a series win. Soriano allowed 6 hits and struck out 5. He was touched for a run in the second, and the Phillies mustered little else. Except for a home run in the sixth, the Angels scored 5 runs in the second against Ranger Suarez, who allowed 6 earned runs in 4 1/3. How about the White Sox? They swept the Pirates, and they scored 27 runs in 3 games at PNC over the weekend during Yinzerpalooza, the Pirates' big party every summer that they have at PNC for their fans. Sellouts every game. And they got their ass beat. The Yankees beat the Braves 4-2 in Hot Town, Atlanta. Judge with number 36 and number 351 of his career. He's moving up the food chain. He's only 10 away from DiMaggio. And Stroman pitched effectively, beating Holmes. Williams closed it for his 14th save. In D.C., Xander Bogaerts hit a grand slam breakfast in the first inning. And Elias Diaz also homered for the Padres. They routed the Nats 8-1. Bogaerts hit the first pitch he saw from Tipper Gore into the seats and left for his 6th homer of the season, an 8th career grand slam. Cronzone had an RBI double to make it 5-0 before the Nats even batted. Pivetta is 10-2. He allowed 1 run in 6 innings while striking out 5. He's 3-0 with a 0.57 ERA in his last 5 starts. The Padres improved to 54-45, winning 2 of 3 in the weekend series and 5 of their last 7. Juan Soto at Citi Field dashed home with a go-ahead run in the 8th inning, beating a throw to the plate. And the Mets avoided a 3-game sweep by the Reds with a 3-2 win over Cincinnati. Soto led off the inning with a walk and went to third on McNeil's 1-out double. With the infield playing in, Santillan got Torrance to hit a hard grounder to second to McClain, but Soto got an excellent jump and scored with a head-first slide. Stanek earned his 2nd save with a scoreless 9th, and the Mets get a win over the Reds at home. That sucked for us. I was on the Reds, and I needed that plus money with Cincinnati to get the sweep, but they didn't get it done. In Miami, Chris Bubich pitched 5 shutout innings. Salvi Perez homered and doubled, and the Royals beat the Marlins 7-4 to avoid a 3-game sweep and end the Marlins' winning streak at 4. Bubich gave up 3 hits and a walk. Perez hit his 15th homer of the season in the 8th inning. Kansas City took a 3-0 lead in the 4th, made it 6-0 in the 5th. It was 7-0 in the 9th. And with like two outs, the Marlins scored four runs. I hit the over on a ticket in that, and it was 7.5. So that big two-out rally by the Marlins in the ninth cashed a ticket for me. In Cleveland, David Fry had a career-high 4 RBIs. Gavin Williams struck out 11, and the Guardians beat up on the A's 8-2 to take that weekend series. Williams tied a career-high in going 7 innings and got his first win since June 1st. He's 2-1 in his last 9 starts. Cleveland won a series 4-2. That was the season series against the A's. It's the first time since 56 when the A's were in Philly that Cleveland has won 4 straight season series from their longtime AL rival. At Wrigley Field, Willier Abreu homered twice and drove in 3 runs, and the Red Sox beat the Cubs 6-1 to avoid a series sweep. Bregman also connected as Boston rallied after managing just 1 run in its first 2 games after the All-Star break at Wrigley. Your boy Crochet is 11-4 now, pitched 6 strong innings for his 4th straight win. The Red Sox went ahead to stay when Story opened the 7th with a walk. Abreu hit a drive to right center off Presley for his 19th home run. Boston improved to 12-3 in July. It had won 10 in a row going into the series in Chicago. Crochet allowed 8 hits in his first start since July 12th. The All-Star lefty struck out 5 and walked 2. The Twins pounded the Rockies 7-1 at Coors. The Astros finally won a game in Seattle after getting their ass beat the first 2 games, 11-3 Houston this time. The Brewers swept the Dodgers in Los Angeles. How about the Brew Crew? 6-5 on Sunday. That's 10 in a row for Milwaukee. Ohtani hit a 2-run homer for the Dodgers, but Isaac Collins snapped a 6th inning tie with a 2-run single as the Brewers finished 6-0 this season against the defending World Series champs. They extended their longest winning streak since 21 by sweeping the West leaders for the 2nd time in 2 weeks. Los Angeles has dropped 10 of 12 overall. Eugenio Suarez hit 2 home runs for the D-backs, and they beat the Cardinals 5-3 in the desert. Merrill Lynch Kelly improved to 9-5 with a 3.32 ERA. He's on the trade block, allegedly. So is Gallen. Allegedly, so is Suarez. The Yankees want any or all of them. And the Tigers beat the Rangers 2-1 on Sunday Night Baseball. Skubal dominant again for Detroit. He struck out 11. The guy is absolutely unhittable. He didn't walk anyone. He threw 105 pitches in his 7th double-digit strikeout game this season. All right, let's take a look at tonight's schedule. It starts at 6:40 in Cleveland. O's and Guards. Sagano against Bybee. 6:40 Tigers and Pirates in Pittsburgh. Flaherty and Skeens Day. 6:40 Padres and Marlins in Miami. Vasquez and Yuri Perez. 6:45 Red Sox and Phillies at the bank. Bueller against Wheeler. 6:45 Reds and Nats in D.C. Lounge Singer against Michael Irvin. 7:07 Yankees and Jays in Toronto. Rodon against Gausman. 7:10 Angels and Mets at Citi Field. Anderson and Senga. 7:15 Giants and Braves in Hot Town. Birdsong, Otis Birdsong, against the Elder Statesman. 7:35 White Sox and Rays at Steinbrenner. Burke the goalie against Boz. 8:05 Royals and Cubs at Wrigley. Cameron Diaz against Brashear. 8:05 on MLB Network. A's and Rangers in Texas. Lopez against Leiter. 8:40 Cards and Rockies at Coors. Governor McGreevy against Gomber Stomble. 9:40 Astros and Diamondbacks in the desert. Commissioner Gordon against Gallon of Milk. 9:40 Brewers and Mariners in Seattle, Woodruff and Kirby's Dreamland. And 10:10 Twins and Dodgers at Dodgers Stadium, Festa Cheese against Ohtani. That's everything you need to know. I'm live today, 3-6 on Pharrell, Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. We're on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and a Profit app. It's unbelievable. Everybody's making money. Everybody loves it, and it's worth it. It's not expensive. Check it out. You're going to love it. And tell your friends, too. Make sure you watch Max Profit Plays video, Profit Plays video, and look for the Elite Play on the app as well. There's great shows on there like Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit, Jim Florentine comedy specials, and the newest edition of Special Ed. Check it out, all on the app, Pharrell and the Profit. All right, I'll see you today at 3 o'clock Eastern on Coast to Coast. Shake out. Ooh.